What do you do today to be better than what you was yesterday? I am a human, I am a marketer, I am a winner, and my name is Amo, and I'm drinking coffee with Kyles.
Welcome to Coffee with Kyles, the show about entrepreneurs and creators twice a week.
Their journey, their show.
I'm KB.
And I'm KB.
And we're the Kyles. Kyles. Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yes.
So you go by Amo, right?
Yes, Amo.
So Amo, how are you drinking your coffee right now? How do you like your coffee?
Usually I like Italiano vero, so it's espresso, short, black, no sugar. I am fanatic about coffee, but I like the good coffee, Arabica coffee, Mocha coffee. So I'm quite interested in Coffee with Kyles.
Awesome. Awesome.
Very cool. What are you obsessed with in two words?
Okay. I was waiting for that question. I think now it's empowering diversity. That's something that I really, really, really appreciate, and I'm focusing on, especially those last months, because I think that diversity is something very important. We don't speak a lot about it, especially in workplace. But not only in the workplace, I think diversity is, you know, what we are doing actually, LinkedIn Fam, you know, and LinkedIn Content. It's all about sharing values, engage with others, being humans. And being humans is also being diverse. So cultures, languages, you know, it's super nice. You know, you are in Dallas, right? And I'm in Montreal, but I'm originally from Algeria, and we are, you know, sharing the love for coffee and for human relationships. So diversity is something that I really focus on, and also that I want to help others. So that's why I'm talking about empowering diversity.
Oh, awesome, man. And did you say you're originally from Nigeria? Did I hear that right?
No, Algeria.
Algeria. Way off. Way
you
off.
Are not the first one who said that. It's okay. Algeria, Northern Africa.
Oh, okay. Northern Africa. Can you, that's very fascinating, man. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Like you grew up there or, you know?
Yeah. I grew up there in Algeria. And so the country is now the biggest country in Africa, basically, after Sudan separated the north and west. So it's, I would say, not very known in terms of a touristic destination, but the beauty of the country, the rich culture we have, the languages, the history makes Algeria, you know, it's very difficult to say, because it's about the love I have for this country. I traveled a lot inside my country. I did all the, you know, like we call it wilaya, so the states. But I also traveled elsewhere. You know, I visited, I think, 25, 26 countries in the world, but Algeria remains one of the best countries for me.
So how would you say that you're empowering diversity?
I would take a simple example of what I'm doing now in Montreal. I'm a co-host of LinkedIn Local. And LinkedIn Local is about connecting humans, obviously, and trying to get those virtual relationships we have outside, you know, LinkedIn, and to engage and to have like a human-to-human relationship. What I want to do, and what is, this is one of the projects that we share also with my fellow and mates, LinkedIn local co-hosts in Toronto, Khadija and Reagan, is to host a LinkedIn local to help newcomers and immigrants, new immigrants as like myself, to Canada, to interact and to engage and to network with others. You know, it's. I think all immigrants are entrepreneurs, you know, because taking that huge decision to leave a country, to leave, I used to work, you know, as a regional marketing manager. I used to live in Malta. I really liked my job, etc. But I had to take that important decision in my life and to go and to explore something new. So they are all entrepreneurs. So it's really pity and sad to, after, you know, that big decision and this big action, to have like a tough moments, especially in the beginning, just because you don't have that the right network. So empowering diversity means also to speak, to bring that opportunity to, you know, share things, you know, that what we are doing now, you know, exchanging, you know, you are, maybe you are curious now, you will Google Algeria later, you know, that kind of interaction and will empower diversity, will help us understand each other, you know, and that's something very important to me.
Absolutely, man. Well said, Amo. It's just about connecting humans together. You know, the saying goes, your network is your net worth. You know, it goes even much further than that. And I love what you're doing with empowering diversity. But I got something for you. We're going to get caffeinated right now. Caffeinated questions.
Let's yeah.
Left or right?
Right.
Elon Musk or Isaac Newton?
Elon Newton. A mix.
Okay.
Elon Musk. Spider-Man. I really like that guy. Elon Musk. I really like him, especially that he is also African like me.
That's what I thought.
Who immigrated to Canada first before Silicon Valley. So maybe I'm following his path, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So next. Spider-Man or The Flash?
Let's go with Flash.
Would you rather be lost in space or lost in the ocean?
Space.
Car or SUV?
SUV. I like exploring, you know.
Red or blue?
Blue.
Up or down?
Up.
Left brain or right brain?
Both.
Front row or back seat?
Front row. Taking risks.
When working, stand up desk or sitting down?
sitting down like I'm doing now.
Mountains or the beach?
I really like beach, but I would go with mountains.
Taylor Swift or Katy Perry?
Neither.
Okay. Frank Sinatra or Ray Charles?
Slimane Azem.
Who?
Slimane Azem is an Algerian singer who passed away. So it's yeah.
Nice. All right. Time for the big one, the espresso shot.
Yeah, let's do it.
Take it away, Caleb.
All right. If you could have coffee with one person, alive or dead, who would it be? And what would you talk about over coffee?
Wait, change up. Double espresso shot. If you could have coffee with somebody that's alive, who would it be? And someone who's dead, who would it be? That's two right. Answers. Go.
Live, straight away, my mom. If there is someone in the entire universe to whom I would never say enough thank you, is my mom. So it's all about gratitude. And I really miss her. You know, I arrived here last September, and I really miss those moments, you know, those mornings sharing coffee, espresso, because she's also fanatic about coffee, you know, in our small garden in Tizi Ouzou back home in my city, you know, and sometimes without talking, just enjoying that time. So if you guys listening to that video, if you have that possibility to go grab a coffee with your mom, your parents, go get it now.
Who would you drink coffee with? Someone who's no longer living?
I think it would be maybe some tea with him. I'm thinking about Gandhi, you know. I like the wisdom, and I really, really appreciate elderly people and people with who had a lot of experience in their lives. And I don't know why, I just thought about him. So, Gandhi.
One last thing, parting piece of guidance for the viewers out there. A question, thought-provoking question, or just some words of wisdom. Take it away.
What do you do today to be better than what you was yesterday?
Ladies and gentlemen,
what's happening?
Almost stick that camera in that coffee.